This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Parliament passed the Indian Institutes of Management Amendment Bill 2025 with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan said, the government is committed to create new institutions and give opportunities to students of the country.
पिछले 11 साल में देश में आठ पहले हमने बनाए थे आईएम मुंबई तक आज को मिला के ये नया नौवा आईएम बन जाएगा मोदी जी के कार्यकाल पहले 13 आईएम था 53 साल में और 11 साल में 9 आईएम बने ये एक अपने आप में एक स्टेटमेंट 2013-14 में समूचा 13 आईएम में स्टूडेंट्स के नंबर था 3500 आज 24-25 में मैंने इसमें आईएम गुवाहाटी आया ही नहीं इसमें स्टूडेंट नंबर इज 9800 दिस स्टेटमेंट शोज द कमिटमेंट ऑफ आवर गवर्नमेंट टुवर्ड्स क्रिएटिंग न्यू इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड गिविंग अपॉर्चुनिटी टू मेनी मोर स्टूडेंट्स इन आवर कंट्री
लेटर द राज्य सभा वाज एडजर्नड फॉर द डे The Lok Sabha today passed the Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill 2025. The bill encourages e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services. While moving the bill, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that online money gaming posed a serious concern in the society as it creates addiction leading to financial frauds and cheating. Later, the lower house adjourned for the day. Earlier in the day, Home Minister Amit Shah introduced three bills in the lower house amid uproar by opposition parties over various issues including special intensive revision SIR drive of electoral roll in Bihar. The bills include the Constitution 130th Amendment Bill 2025, the Government of Union Territories Amendment Bill 2025 and the Jammu and Kashmir Reorganisation Amendment Bill 2025. Opposition parties, including the Congress, AIMIM and Samajwadi Party, opposed the introduction of these bills, terming it unconstitutional and anti-federal. Later, the House referred these bills to a joint committee of Parliament for further scrutiny. NDA's vice presidential candidate C.P. Radhakrishnan filed his nomination papers at Parliament House today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, along with several union ministers and NDA leaders, accompanied Mr. Radhakrishnan. Later in a social media post, the Prime Minister today expressed confidence that Mr. Radhakrishnan will be an outstanding vice president and will enrich its journey towards national progress. On the other hand, the opposition India Bloc's vice presidential candidate, former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy, will file his nomination papers tomorrow. The vice presidential election will be held on the 9th of next month. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said the next generation of GST reforms will usher in India's journey towards becoming Atmanirbhar Bharat. The minister made this statement while addressing the group of ministers constituted by the GST Council on Compensation Cess, Health and Life Insurance and Rate Rationalisation in New Delhi. In Chhattisgarh, 29 Maoists, including 10 females, surrendered across the state today. They were carrying a reward of about 55 lakh rupees. Of those who surrendered, 21 Maoists laid down arms in the Dantewada district, while 8 surrendered in Narayanpur district. Each surrendered Maoist has been provided an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees under the state government's rehabilitation policy. In Afghanistan, at least 79 people have been killed in a road accident in Afghanistan's Herat province. The accident occurred last night when a passenger bus collided with a motorbike and a mini truck on a highway linking Iran to Herat city. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with modest gains today, driven by buying across the IT pack. The Sensex rose 213 points to close at 81,858. The Indian duo of Saurabh Chaudhary and Surajinder Singh bagged the bronze medal in the 10-meter air pistol mixed team event at the Asian Shooting Championships at Shymkent in Kazakhstan today. With this, India's overall medal tally has risen to 14 medals so far, including 6 gold, 5 silver and 3 bronze. And with that, we end this news bulletin.